Rick Ross talking about Black Mason. Black Mason? Wow. Now, since when these Negroes are talking about the brotherhood and getting a pass to do it, who else is on that record with them? Jay-Z. What did Jay-Z say in his lyrics? I wish they'd have pulled the trigger instead of put the devil on me. They can't get out of it, man. They have taken Jay-Z wealth. Did you know that? He was almost a billionaire, and then they knocked him down to damn near 50 to 100 million. They taking the man's wealth every day. You see what they put these niggas back in place. Did you see what I'm getting at? Ripping the wealth from the black entertainers, man. These Caucasians that's in power, the elite, they're not going to let these black folks keep all that money. Slowly but surely, they're gonna strip them down to a sum amount, and then they're going to have that the mark of the beast. And that's what they're going to be subjected to. And every month, that's what they're going to get in their account. All these millions and on top of millions, they're going to stop that. That's what the NFL and NBA is all about. They're reducing contracts, man. Kobe ain't going to have a $120 million contract. That shit going to stop. Shaq got out. He saw it coming. What did Shaq do? I got to get out this year, but it don't matter because he sold out too. See, he can run, but he can't hide. He's too damn big to hide. But he got out because he saw it coming. But still, they're going to get his account, too. The only way, if Shaq right now go to the bank and try to withdraw $1 million in cash, you know the elite will kill him? Y'all know they can't do that, right? They got to continue using the black card. Now, they'll let them take out $1,000 here, $1,000 there. But if they go take out, they try to take out huge chunks of money, they will off them. They can't do that. They know being a part of the brotherhood, they're disallowed to do that. So that's why they can use their black card. And they can't use their black card on a lot of survival gear. Y'all know that? I'm telling y'all how Hollywood get down, man. Sodomites run this world. If Shaq right now go to getting a lot of camping gear, food supply, one of the elites going to have the boot. They go to him and say, why are you buying all this survival stuff, man? I'm telling you, that's how they roll. They can't be part of that. They just have to accept it. They watch these people with money like hawks. They got RFID in their house, RFID in their car. They can't do nothing without the elites watching them. So you really want to be famous? That's what you got to go through. But these guys have come to the realizing what they have done, and they get sad to put the spirit on them and say, you can't be forgiven for what you've done. And they go crazy. That's why they stay high all the time. That's why these women, they get in these freak acts. They have these orgies. They try men, they try women, they try to escape it, and no matter how many houses they buy, no matter how many cars they buy, they realize one thing, they can never get back their soul. They know that the only way out the devil worshiping is death. They know that the only way out the devil worshiping is death. And when they get tired of doing it, that's when they start exposing it.
Mike Epps is marked anyway, because Mike sold his soul a long time ago. And just believe this. When Mike Epps has his time up for the rituals, homosexuals get at him. He let homosexuals go down on him. He'll never admit it. There's no way Mike Epps getting all these big blockbuster roles that he's just standing his own ground. It don't work that way. Now, they don't have to do the rituals every day, but when his time is up, he has to go where they tell him to go. There may be a certain producer or a certain person of wealth that want to get at him, and they may want him to have sex with him. He has to do it. You see, that's why they so damn crazy. They snap off a dime. The man is literally out of his mind. He jokes. I doubt if he have a serious bone in his body. He's constantly joking and joking and joking, okay? That's because of what he's going through. When you enter that world of entertainment, you always have to find an outlet. Like Kevin Hart, he never takes nothing serious. He's always a joker, 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 because they know what they've done. And in order to keep their sanity, they have to keep on the road. They got to keep laughing. That's why they never, if you notice most entertainers, they never stay at one place no time soon. They're constantly on the go because these people got demons on them, and they can't be in one room. Like, we can chill out, right? They can't stay in one room no more than 30 minutes. They got to roll. They got to be around people because they're frightened out of their minds.
Get this. Walk with me. Tupac was laying in a tub with nothing but men, and they got this behind the scene with nothing but guys getting this photo shoot together. A couple of guys on the set are faggots, but I'm just making a point. Just check this now. Watch it. When you take a picture in a bathtub and you are a man, you're totally showing submissive, meaning you're no longer the apprentice. You have graduated into the brotherhood, and you're letting everyone know that you understand the rules, you've been dug out, and you follow the rules of your constituents and your brotherhood. And to give your brotherhood assurance that you are with them, you take a picture in the bathtub with your hands over your head and go between your crotch, your nutsack. When you took a picture like that, you let the elites know that you are the pinup bitch. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the go between the legs represent this is how they're going to pay you as long as you do what you're told and you don't reveal the secrets. So the gold represent that you're getting paid, that you got wealth. But for this wealth, you're the pinup bitch. And being a pinup bitch means that they suck your cock when they want to. You suck theirs, and they vice versa run up in you. Tupac been ran in, man. See, I know y'all don't want to believe that. Y'all then everybody, you know, Tupac don't want to do that. Do you, what makes him so special? Like some of you assholes think Lil Wayne ain't sold out. Man, y'all not y'all fucking mind. Do you really think these niggas running something in Hollywood? These niggas can't even tie their own shoelaces. That's why they don't wear no damn shoelace. They don't even tie their own damn shoes. They can't balance a checkbook. So what the hell is y'all talking about? When they get y'all to pose, when these rich dudes, now dig this, when they get you to pose butt-ass naked, you submissive. You showing them, hey, I give in. I'll be part of the brotherhood. I pay my dues. I understand. Please start sending my checks. You, they pinup bitch. And I can tell you right now, there's all kind of NFL guys that's taking shots like that now because they ain't making no money. They got these guys on boxer, butt-ass naked in showers, butt-ass naked laying out like bitches. There ain't nothing sexy about that. That's the elites pimping these dudes, man. See, they coming out now. See, these dudes coming out. Then they got some dudes in the NFL. You can see it now. You can begin brothers. Even the people that didn't understand it beginning to see it, they got these niggas tattoos all over their body like bitches, and they got eyeliner on, man. They got deep-ass eyeliner on, laying in the bed with flowers on their nutsack like a bitch. You are the elite pinup bitch, and you got to understand how these people get down. They pimping them. They trying to show y'all what these niggas are about in Hollywood. They ain't shit. From Kobe Bryant to Shaq to all of them, even Ocosingo, all them niggas fags, man. Now, they ain't bitch fags. They bisexual, but they swing it anyway because they have to. Ain't nobody going to pay no nigga $100-some million. He his own man. You're going to be a part of the game. That's real talk. Man, you got to be real. Y'all got to understand how the elite get down. And then when y'all start understanding it, you see how they get down. They took that picture of Tupac. I know y'all women said, ooh, Tupac so fine. That's a reaction of a woman. And I ain't mad at y'all because if you're a woman, you should like to see a man in his sexiness. That's fine. But the way they took that picture of that brother, that showed Tupac rights was totally stripped out. He signed his name in blood. Now he's over to the other side. He a pinup bitch. That's all that was. Once they realize what they've done, they can never stay full. And what that means is, I don't care how much money they make, it just falls out their hand like sand. You ask yourself, a man makes $25 million a picture and still talking about he you know, his daughter's got to eat. How much damn money do you need? Because the elite's playing with their head. Well, how Satan rolls with you, Satan will give you $100 million. Right? Satan will put $100 million in your pocket. And next year, he'll take away 75. You'd be like, God damn, where my $100 million at? Taxes. It wasn't taxes. See, it's how Satan keeps you on the leash. He keeps giving you. He keeps showing you to the world. But then he'll take more than what he gives to make you keep doing more. Well, okay, you lost $10 million. We just need a blood sacrifice. then we can put you back at that $50 million club. Damon Dash. Y'all don't think Damon Dash had anything to do with Aaliyah's death? You're out of your mind. That was a setup. Now we're hearing that the plane wasn't overloaded, but that was the plane blew up. Well, part of the engine blew up. That was a hit.
My cousin, you're mad at Michael. Well, apparently, he's thinking about testifying against me.
So I have him killed.
I'm going to. By you.
Our debt was settled.
This is a favor. For a friend. Or does friendship mean nothing these days?
Hello? What's the deal?
This is him. Javier. He's flying off to Liberty City this afternoon. He's taking some files of mine. Innocent files that I need back. There's a gun set up in the hills. I have a man watching at the airport. We'll let you know, and when he flies by, shoot him down and get the files back.
My man, what's up, Pat? T, if you could see this gun, it might convince you Martin Madrazo ain't someone to be messing with.
The fancier the gun, the bigger the pussy who owns it. Now take down the jet.
Plane's coming down. You want it?
If you know anybody in the music industry and y'all supposed to be cool, get away from them, man, because you're going to be a blood sacrifice. And this is how they do you. If you give them a blood sacrifice, they wipe off your taxes. You know that? Let's say you owe a lot of taxes and back debt. They'll wipe your taxes clean for you because they control everything. Only a handful of people that's making money. The majority of the rappers out there scuffling and bustling, doing anything they can to make ends meet. That's why they're willing to do blood sacrifice, sell their soul, anything. We wanted to sum it up with that last verse of Revelation, just to let y'all know, if you're thinking about going to the industry, you might as well kill yourself, because the industry is done.
I think that we all, as artists, because we're highly sensitive people, and this machine around us, this so-called music industry, is such a demonic thing. It sacrifices people's lives and their essences at the drop of a dime.